there aren't any notifications on your phone, no Instagram alert, no phone call missed, but you just have the urge, right? The urge to pick it up, check it out, maybe spend some minutes scrolling. My next guest calls it compulsive phone habits. It's something both teens and adults can struggle with. Here to help us overcome that habit is Emily Jones of Family Tech University. So good to have you, sister.
Great to be here.
Just chatting, and even if you are to the extreme of what I just described, I think we're all guilty of landing on the spectrum.
We're all there.
Right? Of feeling that, and I'm gonna look just because, not even just in case, yes. But just because. It's not a good feeling.
It's not a good feeling, and yet I think if we come to an understanding that we are wired to seek novelty.
Yeah.
We're wired to seek novelty, new ideas, new things, new messages. It's the same idea as running to the mailbox mm-hmm. back in the day. It's that same little rush that we get. And so without shaming ourselves, without shaming our teenagers, we can work on this.
You did have a teenager, though, come to you in tears over this very habit we're talking about, this compulsion.
I did. I had a 17-year-old girl approach me. She knew about our work with teenagers and technology. And she said to me, I am so sick of this urge that I have to constantly check my phone. I was so impressed with her self-awareness.
I think they are becoming more self-aware, they being these teenagers or these young people who we consider maybe the worst victims, if you want to use that word, in this whole cell phone and technology swell. But we're not exempt to that. As adults, I think we feel that same guilt and that same, I don't want it. I don't want to feel this way.
We do. We really do. It is something that really is across the board. It's natural. We're drawn to it. However, that's actually part of the exciting part, is that because we all deal with it, we can collaborate with our teenagers.
As a family.
Yeah. We can do this.
Well, and it's a good level up opportunity to demonstrate, mm-hmm. I don't know if you want to call it discipline or just good communication, good healthy living habits. You've got some suggestions for us.
Yes.
It starts by getting technology out of the bedrooms.
Yes. This one is huge. This one goes a long way. And the first suggestion that I have is that we buy the very archaic device of a alarm clock.
Mm-hmm. What's that you say?
What is that? I know, you can get one at your local museum. If we purchase an alarm clock, we remove that feeling that we need it there to wake us up. And really at night, we are most vulnerable to that kind of mindless checking, mindless scrolling.
It's true, I'm laying there, we might have a show on, Mark's next to me, and we're both reaching or scrolling or looking. So you're saying out of the bedrooms altogether, a central charging station in a central location of the house, old-fashioned alarm clock by the bedside.
Yes.
And that's a good place to start.
Makes a huge difference.
Okay, next on your list is to boss the notifications. What do you mean by that?
Yes, so the research shows that teenagers receive over 240 notifications a day.
That's wild.
And so what that means is that they are receiving 240 interruptions to living in real life. Mm. And so what we can do is we sit down with them and we basically, as an agent, I am a choice-making agent, I'm sitting down and saying, this inanimate object is allowed to interrupt me in these ways. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we go through our list of apps and we decide which of these are allowed to interrupt my day. Mm. And I would submit, Brooke, that most of them are not worthy of it.
Don't deserve that place.
Yeah.
Well, you're like you described that so well, Emily. You're inviting these interruptions in. So let's be choosy. Let's be selective. I like that.
Yes.
I like that a lot. Is this an out of sight, out of mind sort of a thing? The phone's not in front of me. I'm not going to feel as antsy to grab it.
This is another thing that we can do, really, Brooke, is create some physical distance between us and the gadget.
Okay.
And so if we're an adult and we're at home or if we're at work, we set it several rooms away if we can. Mm. If I'm a teenager, I might airplane mode it and put it in a locker or put it in a backpack. That physical distance makes it so much less likely that we're compulsive in our checking that phone.
We joke about it being our third arm. Let's not joke. Let's not brag. Let's just cut it off, right?
Surgically.
We only need two. No phones in the bedrooms. Also, you say no phones at the table.
Yes, this really is just the act of creating a sacred space. I am sending the message to my children that nothing that's coming through this phone is worthy of interrupting my interaction with you at this moment. Mm-hmm. It's a huge message. It's a beautiful message.
I love that phrase, sacred space. What are your sacred spaces within your home, which I would argue is the most important sacred space.
It's really true.
That we live and dwell in. Finally, you're attaching the word deliberate to downtime. We all need downtime.
Yes.
We acknowledge that, but let's be more deliberate about how we spend those minutes.
Yes, we can actually use that phone to calendar time away from that technology. We treat it like a doctor's appointment, like a really important appointment. And we say, I'm making an appointment with stillness at this moment. Whether I'm working on a project, whether I'm with
that.
A child,
yeah.
this is my appointment. I'm keeping this appointment with stillness every day.
Your words are so good. Your advice is so good. And I know a lot of people, I can almost feel the like physical nods. Yes, we're gonna try these things. So thank you. The work you're doing at Family Tech University is so important. How can we learn more about it?
Yes, you can find us on familytechuniversity.com. We're also on Instagram and Facebook, Family Tech.
Courses, you're putting out content.
Yes.
And doesn't it say everything when a teenager is coming to you and saying,
it's
what do you think,
message.
Help me? Yeah, we're all in that same boat. Thank you so much for
absolutely.
The advice. We'll link you over to their website from our studio5.ksl.com.